नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
Hey, what's up, people? Good morning. It's time for your day break. Get up. So, there has been a lot of happening around the world. So, in case you missed it, here's your day break. Two grandsons of Dalit icon B.R. Ambedkar have lashed out at the Uttar Pradesh government for officially adding Ramji to his name. Both Prakash Ambedkar and Anand Ambedkar told CNN News 18 that the UP state government's move was nothing but vote bank politics by the BJP. The reaction came after the UP government acted upon the suggestion of Governor Ram Naik and added Ramji to B.R. Ambedkar's middle name by passing a resolution in the state assembly. The editor of right-wing website Postcard News has been arrested by the crime branch of Bengaluru police for spreading fake news. Police said that Mahesh Vikram Hegde had put a fake news about a Jain monk being attacked by Muslim youths in Bengaluru. He had also tweeted images of the injured monk and said that no one is safe in Siddaramaiah's Karnataka. Aaron Lehman has stepped down as the coach of the Australian cricket team in the wake of the ball tampering scandal that broke out last week during the third test between South Africa and Australia in Cape Town. Meanwhile, Gautam Gambhir has jumped into the defense of tainted Australian cricketer Steve Smith after the latter was banned for 12 months and he subsequently broke down during a press conference in Sydney. The Delhi Daredevils skipper, in a series of posts on social media, wrote that the sanctions that have been handed to the former Australian skipper and two other were very harsh. The Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, faces increasing isolation in his home in exile as the government tones down an assertive stand towards China in the hope of claiming ties strained by a border standoff. Anna Hazare ended his 6-day fast at Ramlila Maidan, saying he has been assured by the government that appointments of Lokpal at the center and Lokayuks in the states would be made soon. Erstwhile little-known youth BJP leader Arijit Shashwat has become an example of the predicaments Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar is facing, as 7 out of 38 districts in the state are in the grip of communal tension. Arijit, the son of Union Minister Ashwini Chaube, is on the run after a local court in Bhagalpur issued a warrant against him. Amid hue and cry by a few BJP leaders, Nitish tried to snub them by openly saying that the law will take its own course. A Flipkart delivery boy was stabbed by a 30-year-old woman in Delhi for an alleged late delivery of her smartphone, which she had ordered. As per reports, the woman had stabbed the delivery boy 20 times as she was furious that she did not receive the phone on the promised date. The incident took place in Nihal Vihar. CBSE examination question papers, it seems, are available dime a dozen. There are messages in our inbox and calls from unknown numbers offering exam papers for rupees 3000 or rupees 4000, said Paras, one of the students protesting at Jantar Mantar against CBSE's decision to reconduct class 10th maths and class 12th economics papers. What is the guarantee that the retests won't be leaked? That's the question on students' minds. The crime branch has questioned 25 people, including owner of a coaching center, 18 students and some tutors, in connection with the alleged leak of CBSE examination papers. The police also said that the CBSE has in its complaint stated that it had received an email a day before the class 10th mathematics exam claiming that the paper had been leaked. Agree or disagree? Paper leak is a regular phenomenon as far as CBSE is concerned. One of the reasons for this is lack of punishments for the culprits. In a country where political parties do everything to win election, organizing leak of CBSE paper is kids' game. This time, the paper leak was done to dare the government. However, by not taking immediate steps of either changing the exam papers or cancelling the exam and immediately announcing that exams for the respective papers will be held later, CBSE failed in the governance part. Today's student appearing in class 12th exam is 2019's voter. It is still not too late. The government should bring a new law or amend the law for a fast-track hearing followed by a severe or harsher punishment for the culprits within a fixed time frame. On a cold winter morning in December 2003, Ram Vilas Paswan stood at the porch of his Luthiens Delhi bungalow waiting to receive the then Congress President Sonia Gandhi. Sonia kept her appointment and arrived on time. But sans all the paraphernalia, she quietly walked in to meet Paswan, who had left the BJP-led National Democratic Alliance, NDA, in protest against the Gujarat riots. Paswan's Lok Jan Shakti Party then had just 4 seats in the lower house. But Sonia realized that every seat mattered in the daunting task to take on Vajpayee's BJP. Cut to March 2018. Mamta met leaders from all major political parties in opposition. Even the BJP's oldest ally, the Shiv Sena, met her. So did Pinaki Mishra from the BJD. Perhaps taking a leaf out of Sonia Gandhi's book, Mamta met just about anybody who could be somebody after 2019 general elections. On Reel, Australian skipper Steve Smith broke down during his interaction with the media at the Sydney airport and said that he is deeply sorry for what transpired in the Cape Town test last Saturday. So that's all for the news today. Have a nice day. Signing off is your host and ghost, Bacha, for News18.com. And by the way, don't forget to like, share and subscribe to our News18 Digital. Till the time we meet again, signing off for News18.com. Bye-bye.